University employees, teachers, judges, and those with state agencies in Illinois have been assured that the country's economic problems are having no impact on their retirement benefits. The heads of the three agencies that handle those funds issued a mutual statement today saying those benefits are constitutionally protected. State University Retirement System Executive Director Dan Slack says he's gotten a few calls to his office fearing otherwise. He says while there's no question Illinois' investment portfolios have suffered, they are structured in a broadly diverse way that not only includes U.S. stocks and bonds, but international equities and other assets less connected to public markets. Slack says CSRS is well situated to provide protection when the economy rebounds.
We do firmly believe that while this is a tight spot in the markets, that we will get through this, that the U.S. economy will. The Fed, Department of Treasury has indicated that they're willing to take whatever steps are necessary to make sure that there's sufficient liquidity in the financial market.
Illinois State Board of Investment Executive Director William Atwood says there's a big difference between troubled global equity markets and state retirement benefits because of their exposure to other securities like hedge funds and real estate and the protection they provide. Slack says while state employees need not worry, Illinois' income is suffering based on its return on investments. He says the first quarter of fiscal 2009 has been rough, but economists indicate a turnaround could occur prior to next June 30th. A proposed state law that would require moped operators in Indiana to have valid driver's licenses and insurance is meeting resistance from some operators and retailers. Lafayette Republican State Senator Ron Alting says he plans to present a bill in upcoming sessions of the Indiana General Assembly that would set the license and insurance requirements for moped riders and require the vehicles to have license plates. The owner of a Lafayette motorcycle shop says that with gasoline prices so high, it's the wrong time to impose more regulations on mopeds. Currently, anyone aged 15 and older can operate a moped on Indiana roads. Riders between the ages of 15 and 18 must have state-issued ID cards and wear a helmet and eye protection. The latest move in the battle over state funding for substance abuse programs in Illinois has not given local agencies many new answers. This week, Governor Rod Blagojevich signed a bill to divert $221 million from special accounts in order to restore other money cut from the state budget. The director of development for the Prairie Center, Betty Seidel, hopes the center will receive the more than $900,000 the state cut from their agency's budget. Seidel says the cuts forced the center to close its detox program and cut back on youth services.
To be able to restore the services that the community is used to having here and that are very much needed in the Champaign-Urbana area, we would need all of that money restored. So I don't think that we could, continue to deliver the same kind of service level without that full restoration of the nearly $1 million cut that we took this year.
But it's not over. Blagojevich has yet to sign legislation authorizing the spending of the diverted money. He says it's up to State Comptroller Dan Hines to decide whether the state has enough money to restore the funding. It's 5:33.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank. One half of all business income is produced by small business. Small business is big business. Commerce Bank is celebrating this engine of the American economy during Small Business Appreciation Month through October.
Now here's Mike Sola with weather.
Thanks, Jim. It's down to 72 degrees on Friends Plaza. Still 74 at Willard Airport at the top of the hour, and the dew point temperature of 38 degrees, indicating that we have very dry air in place. And with light winds and dry air and a clear sky overnight tonight, we will be dropping pretty close to the dew point temperatures, which will be probably coming up into the low 40s for overnight. Our overnight low expected to be around 46 degrees. And there will be just a few clouds up along the Illinois-Wisconsin state line as a little band of very, very light precipitation is knifing through northern Iowa right now, southern Minnesota, and then not too far to the west, not too far considering the western portion of South Dakota, already seeing a transition from rain over to maybe a little bit of snow and higher elevations west of there. And the portions of Wyoming, Montana, some of the higher elevations could see a couple feet of snow over the next couple days as very cold air sets in to the northwestern states. And we will be on the warm side of that weather pattern, and air temperatures will be in the upper 70s and lower 80s for the next couple days. For tonight, across Illinois and Indiana, clear with lows ranging from 39 in northeastern Indiana up to 52 in southern sections and the mid-50s in the Chicago area. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs from around 68 in far northeastern Illinois near Lake Michigan up to 83 in the far south. Champaign-Urbana tonight, clear with a low of 46. Sunshine and a high of 77 tomorrow. Both Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny. The high both days around 80 degrees. It's 72 degrees on Friends Plaza at 535.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
Dayton, we meet at a moment of great uncertainty in America.
I don't have to tell you that we are facing the greatest financial crisis of our lifetime.
On the campaign trail today, the economy again dominated an increasingly heated debate between John McCain and Barack Obama. Both candidates promised to help homeowners who can't keep up with their mortgages. In Ohio, Obama said the McCain plan is the wrong way to do it.
Senator McCain asked